mom, two dads, and a very loose understanding of how the radio station actually works. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
This morning on the show, we're performing an autopsy of our trip to Slaughterhouse. The three of us last night are looking back, listening to the audio, and getting to the truth of what happened.
Yes, we are getting to the truth of what happened.
Uh-huh. Yes.
We are. I think we
found out what's happened. Ken is brave.
Well, I think, you know what, why don't you just read the post, the Facebook post you did, the review, because that really, in bullet detail, really nails.
Because we wanted to be truthful, and I mean, here are the facts. Did Colleen get left behind? Yes. Yes, she did. Was Ken concerned and voices concerned? Yes. Was Kurt concerned?
We have
audio. No.
No.
Was the deal that Ken would be in front? Yes. Was the deal that Colleen and Kurt would rotate, who got to be in the middle? Yes. And did Kurt break the deal? Yes. Did Colleen try and push Kurt aside so she could be in the middle? Yes. Did Kurt box her out and prevent her from doing so? Yes.
That happened.
Are we friends?
That happened.
Yeah. Are we still friends? I answered
sort
yes. I answered yes.
Sort
possibly.
Of.
So
sort of. But I've discovered a lot. And you know what? This is 20 plus years later. But at least now I know that you would literally trample over me, step on my back and head, if
I
you
didn't
felt
step
scared
on your back.
I'm saying what I think would happen, and in my gut now I know.
I gently pushed you to the side of a wall where there just happened to be a ghoul.
You could do the glass half full here.
Which is
you've learned who you can count on.
Ugh.
Yeah, we can
Me.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't say yes.
Me.
Sort of.
No, not sort of. I had you the whole way.
We're all out. We all survived.
Except I did let you go home alone.
That did happen. We ended the
downtown
night.
Des Moines is
downtown
very well lit.
And there is literally a pig man talking to me. Okay, mm-hmm. You left me with a pig man.
I had talked to him. He seemed very friendly.
Yeah, cool guy.
Scary pig man.
He's very down to earth.
And a dark parking garage.
He's
and you two walked away holding hands.
Yeah.
Good luck, Carl.
We were not holding
hands. I think you might have even said, hope you make it to your car okay.
Well, that's what Ken does. That's how it was, when I went skydiving, the last thing he said, have fun, idiot. Hope you don't die.
Well, anyway.
All right. That's his way of showing his kindness and compassion.
That's how I show love, yes.
As one of our commenters, what was it? Andrea says, I love how Ken is always the protective Papa Bear.
Absolutely.
They just throw up in my mouth.
Love Andrea.
But he is.
Okay, so we have the clip. This clip here is just called Kurt the Coward.
Kurt the Coward.
It could have been all of these clips, really.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Here's this.
I know. I don't know why your last comment is right. I'm good.
Happened.
Just nothing. He over his own shoe.
I don't know why the.
Were you chasing your tail like the cowardly lion? Were you?
Yeah, I was.
Sometimes I think I just screamed because Kurt was screaming. I didn't know what was happening.
And half the time there was nothing there. I just felt the presence.
All right.
Yeah.
Listen, we were all a little frightened.
Look, it's true. They were very good.
They were good.
They did a great job.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So we got one more here.
This is called Go, Go, Go.
Okay. All right. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This is the equivalent of standing up in the meeting.
See, you also scream.
Because you guys are just trying to figure out which way to go, I had creatures coming up behind me because I was the last one, and they like to just follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys were like, which way do we go?
You're right. In the complete darkness,
from behind.
We were just, skipping down the yellow brick road. I couldn't see a thing. I had no idea where to go.
Ken's glasses were fogging up, too, because there was mist. There was all this.
And then when we had to go through the one thing that, what it was that, where you just you squeezed it, you got to push through.
That was, and
I was like, this is where they're going to find me.
Right. Mm-hmm. We're left in the, the squeeze ball.
Right. Death by squeeze ball. That's great.
Uh-huh. It's like being suffocated. Uh-huh. That's what it was. The walls were closing in on us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we were leaving you behind.
Well, you did.
You made it.
See, you're here this
morning. Says the guy who was had a death grip on the back of Ken's hoodie, okay? Yeah. Who was, like, comforted by his soft sweatshirt while I'm left in the cold and the dust with creatures.
You were my pacifier.
I was. I felt like Linus's blanket.
Because I let go at one point. I was like, no, no, no.
Every time. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you?
I thought we were a good team. Like, when that one guy creature came out, and I was like, Ken, he's out! He's out! And Ken's like, yeah, I know. And I'm like, he's out! And you're, I don't know where you are.
Exactly! Exactly! You left me behind!
You left the team.
All right, one thing we've learned, Kurt is the worst person to go through a haunted house
My kids want to go now, because I told them like how cool it is and stuff. But I'd be throwing them to school.
Priscilla is in front, you're in the middle. Dexter, poor Dexter, you didn't even know what he's in for. I'm going to call him. I'll tell him.
I'm outside on Locust. I made it!
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Something to drown out the kids yelling at each other about who didn't charge the iPad. Star 102.5.